Good morning, Medford and Somerville, and anyone else who's tuning in to WMFO today. You just heard Lifelike by Porter Robinson off of Nurture 2021. I love that song. It feels like you're prancing around a happy meadow. And I don't know, I think that's a good way to start the show. So today, I don't think I've told that many people, but I was talking with Angela and I wanted to do a hyperpop show for a while, and I know that song was not hyperpop, but I feel like hyperpop adjacent. You guys will see what I mean if you stick with me today. But yeah, that was Porter Robinson, and I think he was actually signed for, I don't know how to say this, but Skrillex's record label, and that's the same guy who did the Justin Bieber "Where Are You Now That I Need You" song. And I totally forgot about that. I might just give it a listen on the way back, on my walk back from WMFO, just for the memories. But yeah, so next up we have a song called Faust off of Blade and Echo 2K's Crest 2022. Yes, it's gonna be that type of show. I'm super excited. Enjoy. Okay, yeah, so that was Faust. I think it's a pretty fun song. I don't totally know what it's about. Some of the lyrics, like, I want to live in heaven, I want to reach closer to you, leads me to believe that it's just, like, about, I want to say it's a love song. I can't find what it's actually about. But still fun, nonetheless. And, a lot of the songs that are on here, again, are pretty short. I think I tend to do that. I've been putting on a lot of shorter songs, and then spending a lot of time in between talking. So let's see if I can actually get through this set today and play everything that I want to. I know my friend Anna at Wesleyan, you should check her out. I don't know when the show is, but West Radio. I'm going to come back to you when I know what's up with that. But she did an episode on long songs, and I think with this direction that I'm going in, I feel like I should do that, because I've really been covering most of the shorter songs, are pretty much only short songs. So I just want to shake it up. I don't know, it's a good idea for a show. So next up we have Caro Caro Bonito. This is The Princess and the Clock, and this is off of Civilization, I think, yes, Civilization 2021. So, hope you guys enjoy this one. I think another fun one coming your way. Okay, that was The Princess and the, The Princess and the Clock, Caro Caro Bonito. And I think that song is really cool because it's, I think she has Civilization 1 and Civilization 2. I didn't realize that. They were two separate EPs. And that song is kind of like the bridge between the two. So, pretty cool. And again, I think that song, I was reading up on it, and like, apparently it's the tale of a young explorer who is kidnapped while sailing the world, and she's trapped, basically, and dreams of escaping until one day she disappears. I don't know if that is totally true, but that's what I'm finding, and I guess the song is just for anyone who has felt trapped or lost or alone, so I feel like we've all been there, but yeah, that was a fun song. And next up, we have Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Blade and Echo 2K. We're gonna have a little bit more Blade and Echo 2K on this set. Hopefully you guys enjoy. Hopefully no one's severely objecting that, I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what everyone thinks. Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Blade and Echo 2K. Here we go. Okay, that was Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Echo 2K and Blade, or should I say Blade and Echo 2K, because that's the order it appears on Spotify. And that is also, that is off of, it's a single, it was a single that came out in 2020, but it's also on Crest 2022. I did get a phone call, and I did freeze, so, and I think I'm ready now, I have the sheet out, I'm ready. I've never answered a phone call on air, that is why I froze, but whoever called, if you're listening still, give it another try. Let's see if I can pick it up. No worries if not. I don't know why that caught me off guard. Not used to that. My show is at 6 a.m. No one was up before. But yeah, feel free to call back again. Anyone else who's listening right now, feel free to call. And yeah, while I'm blabbing on, I did forget to announce the show. This is We'll Put a Pin in This. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and this is Amy. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. I love that one. Super weird, super fun, though. Next, we have some 100 Gecs, and guys, don't be upset about me for this. This is Gum. I don't know if this is not off of the one with the tree on it, which I should know what it's called. But this is off of an EP from 2017, and it's really fun. It kind of gets glitchy in the end. It's part of the song, so I might try and fade it out just so it doesn't break anyone's ears on air. I don't know if it's like a great radio song at the end, but it's really fun at the beginning. So let's see what happens. But yeah, this is Gum, 100 Gecs. Okay, so that was Gum, 100 Gecs. There was about like 30 more seconds of glitching, so I thought we could do without it. I don't know. If anyone's mad at that, let me know. I can play the whole thing next time I play it. I don't know. But no, okay, never mind. That's in the past. Next up, we have Career Boy by Dorian Electra. And when I was logging this song, I saw that it had been logged before, as well as a bunch of their other songs. So that actually makes me really happy, and I need to find whoever else is in WMFO, excuse me, and also playing Dorian Electra, because I would probably get along with them, maybe, hopefully. And I can't find that many people in my daily life. So if you like this song, let me know. This is Career Boy, Dorian Electra. I really wanted to see them at the Royale. And it is one of my greater regrets. I think I was at Nationals for squash or something, but I missed out on that one. Hopefully, I'm thinking about going to Canada. That's how sad I was about missing this. Going to Montreal to see them. So again, if anyone wants to go with me, that would be super fun. But yeah, this is Career Boy, Dorian Electra. This is off of Flamboyant 2019. This is their first album, I think. So again, super cool. Enjoy this song.
Coffee, these pumping through my veins now. me working overtime.
Yeah.
Career boy. And you know I got that one track mind.
Oh yeah.
Even after I get what I want, I can see, baby, baby, that it's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
Career boy. Nothing is ever gonna make me stop. Business and pleasure, I like to mix the two.
Mix it up, mix it up.
Hanging in the break room, I'm mixing it with you. I can never fight the feeling. I'll stay up all night, working so hard after hours, till I see the sunlight. Stuck up in the office tower, you know it's pure joy, and that's my superpower. I'm a career boy, career boy. You know they got me working overtime.
Yeah.
Career boy. And you know I got that one track mind. Even after I get what I want, I can see, baby, baby, that it's lonely at the time. Career boy, you know they got me working overtime.
Overtime, yeah.
Career boy, and you know I got that one track mind. Even after I get what I want, I can see, baby, baby, that it's lonely at the time.
Okay, that was Career Boy by Dorian Electra. That one's super fun. Like, the music videos are crazy, guys. If you haven't seen Dorian's music videos, they're so well thought out. I don't know how to describe it. If they're not, like, smashing they're smashing a glass item into their face and having it shatter in pretty much every single video. But there's not really blood, so if you don't like blood, don't worry about that. But the effects are cool, the dancing is awesome. It's like a performance every single video, including Career Boy. And that song was about, it's kind of poking fun about at like all of the workaholics in our society. Everyone who's just kind of addicted to the pain of working. And like working overtime for the man despite the long hours and loneliness. So that's a cool song. I think a lot of their songs are pretty insightful and like satirical. I think I was watching an interview with them and they said they didn't do anything unless it was outrageous, like musically. I think they seem pretty chill, like as a person in real life. I want to say in real life, but like as a musician, like they're also a person in real life. I don't know. Not doing a good job explaining that, but I love Dorian Electra, and I encourage you to give them a listen if you are feeling adventurous in your music taste. So next up we have Summertime Blood. This is Young Lean, Skrillex, Blade, and Echo 2K. I knew Blade and Echo 2K was going to be on here, but I didn't realize Skrillex was, and that's the Porter Robinson guy. So this is actually looking very cohesive, not on purpose, but I'm going to pretend. So this is Summertime Blood. If you like this song, listen to Trip off of this album as well. This album is, it's Stardust 2022, Young Lean Stardust. And yeah, I wanted to play Trip, but it's explicit. So this is what we're gonna do instead. Okay, Summertime Blood, here we go.
Thank you.
by fate. I separate from the fake in the specialist way. Forever Jane, by the way, put the 9 on the 8. It's a mistake if you wait for me another day. I say a praise for the sake of destruction. Await me at the gate, beyond pain in a natural place.
Summertime, blood, wash your hands, shake the lights on. We not really on the same level, we some icons. If the shoe fits, neon lights, see the signs on. Summertime, tears, green cemetery, sights on. You ain't gotta figure me out of what I'm on. Baby, I'ma take you all away, take the flight on.
Okay, that was Summertime, oh my god, why am I blanking? Summertime Blood, featuring Blade and Echo 2K. And I really, I could hear the Skrillex. I think, I want to say it's production, like I don't know if he produced it, but I feel like he probably did. Considering the texture, like the, I don't know what it's called. Hopefully you guys are catching what I'm saying. But yeah, that was Summertime Blood. And now, since it is 10:28, I'm gonna say it's PSA time. So I picked out, I don't know if this is like super funny, super fun, but I have a, if it's not broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical just to toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements, but that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend and spending money to buy new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides of it as e-waste. Oh wait, okay, sorry. Detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions before responsibly disposing, wow, this is tough, guys. Before responsibly disposing it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying fixing it, or save you, oh my goodness, okay, save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. Okay. So, I did, that was, I'm on the decline, guys, that was horrible, but yeah, I agree, like, I think, in one of my classes we learned about how they make, like, TVs or some things, or not all TVs, but everything's ridiculous to repair now, so if you do come across something you can repair, might as well do it for the environment and for, I don't know, just not being wasteful. Like, I have, a tendency to want to do that, or like if something breaks, I just want to get it. It's easier to get a new one sometimes, but it could be fun and a good project for yourself to fix something. But yeah, that's my PSA. That's WMFO's PSA. And next up, we have More Blade. I don't know how to say this artist. I think it's Mecha Talk. And okay, I'm not even gonna try. But this is Rainbow. This is a remix. And this is off of Good Luck. So this is, I think, a year older than Crest. And I hope you guys enjoy. Please forgive me for my inability to speak just then. I'm sure it'll come back. Hopefully it'll come back.
I could have had it all, I didn't wanna have it. You don't believe it, how can I work the magic? I wanna see you, baby, coming out the ashes.
Okay, that was Rainbow. Hopefully now you see what I mean. It's super catchy and fun, and I love the build. It makes me feel like I'm on Rainbow Road or something in Mario Kart, which is never a bad thing. So, next up, we have more Dorian Electra. We have, this is Sorry Bro, in parentheses, I Love You. And this is a super short song. It's super fast. And This is the one that got me into Dorian, I think. I heard this song, and for whatever reason, you know how your brain just latches onto a song sometimes and you just have to hear it on loop until you can't stand it anymore? That was one of these songs for me. So, I don't know if it'll be for you, but hopefully you'll enjoy it. This is one of their more accessible songs, I think. But yeah, super catchy, super fun. Maybe I'll do earworms for a show theme next week or something. Let me know if you guys have any ideas. But yeah, this is Sorry Bro, I Love You. Get ready for a crazy 1 minute and 27 seconds. Enjoy.
Sorry bro, I'm thinking of you. I don't wanna bug you. But sorry bro, I love you. You know I'm always thinking of you every day. And when I try to look at you, you look away. Sometimes it's hard to find the words I wanna say. Every day I feel you fading. I know we always wrestle. I know sometimes I put up a fight. I know we always hustle. But maybe it's because I love you. Sorry bro, I love you. Sorry bro, I love you. I can't stop thinking of you. Sorry bro, I love you. And when we're kicking it, you know we're pretty chill. Cause I can count on you to always keep it real. That's why I'm singing it, cause I want you to know. Bro, no homo. I know we always wrestle. I know sometimes I put up a fight. I know we always hustle. But maybe it's because I love you. Sorry bro, I love you. Sorry bro, I love you. Thinking of you. Sorry, bro, I love you. Sorry that I need ya. You know I always wanna be the fool. Sorry, didn't mean it, I love ya. Sorry, bro, I love ya.
So there you have it. There is Sorry Bro, I Love You. Not much to that. That's the only song I think that is like super fast, doesn't have as much commentary as much social commentary as the other ones, but still, like, Sorry Bro, I Love You, trying to break the stigma between guys saying that they like each other as friends. I don't know, like, there's just some, like, people don't show affection between each other because of the way they were socialized, and I guess that's a testament to that. So I forget what I was gonna say. Sorry Bro, I Love You, Dorian Electra. We have Something for Two, Magdalena Bay, and I do think I've played this before, but this was during the school year, so I think I've also been going long enough that we can do repeats. This is a great song. This is definitely more chill, a little bit longer. This is off Mercurial World, so this is Something for Two, and I'll let you guys know when I remember what I was going to say, but that will definitely be after the song. So enjoy Something for Two.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Something for Two, Magdalena Bay. Again, you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This. This is Amy at 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, that one's really cool, ethereal type of song. Now we have another 100 Gex song, but this is with Dorian Electra. If you're a real one, you know what this is, but this is the Gektu remix. Again, there's a lot of, like, shrill, glitchy noises at the end that I'm going to cut out, just for the sake of your ears, on the radio. I don't know if it's going to come through well. But yeah, we have a couple songs left. I am talking a lot, so I'm going to have to cut some. I am getting too comfortable. I'm starting to talk super fast, so I'm going to try and slow it down for you guys. But we have Get to You, and then we have some Charlie coming your way, Charlie XCX, so get excited for that. But we have Get to You, this song, my brother Jay always makes fun of me for this song, but like, I think it's a good song. It'll get you excited. We'll see, but here we go. We have Get to You. Enjoy.
Thanks for calling 1-800 Get to You. Please hold while I connect you to a rock hard wet geck who's just dying to talk to you.
I hear your sighs but can't see your eyes.
I don't know what your real name is, but I want you so bad.
I don't know how to be alone, I'm always picking up the phone. To make my call.
I'm driving to my car, I'll pay the fee, cause I know that love me.
I'm fucking all alone, and I call you on the phone, and I say I need love, can you get to me now? I'm fucking all alone, and I call you on the phone, and I say I need love, can you get to me now? I'm fucking all alone, and I call you on the phone, and I say I need love,
yeah.
Every time I imagine you're near, close my eyes, I almost see you hug me. Till the time is up, I keep that meter around here.
Almost went into my phone to a link, yeah. So addicted to the love of those fake, yeah. Don't you know I'm gonna meet you face to face, yeah. But I know that you're real, I can't make ya. I'm sitting all alone, and I'm holding my phone, and I'm saying, hey, what can you get to me now? Sitting all alone, and I'm calling my phone.
Okay, again, super fun. I love the build up on that one as well. I always used to listen to hyperpop when I was coding, and I was in comp 11 and comp 15, and I just, like, my brain was hurting so bad. I don't know why. I was just trying to, like, stimulate myself, because I was in the SEC for, like, 8 hours. So I'm not good at coding. I would just sit there and look at it and fiddle with stuff. Would not go well, but that's when I first got into this stuff, and during COVID, so I don't know, that's what happens, guys, but I still like it, still fun. And that was off of 1000 Gex in the Tree of Clues. That is kind of the Tree album, but with, like, fairies and stuff in the tree. It's just, like, the deluxe, I think. has a lot of the same songs, but like remixed. Also check out Gek to You, the normal version, if you haven't already. Super, super fun, a lot more chill. Next up we have some Charlie XCX. This is Claws. This is off of How I'm Feeling Now, 2020. This was big COVID era, so I don't know. It's fun. I think you guys will like it. Here's Claws. Okay, that was Claws, Charlie XCX. We're going to get into the next one quickly because we're running out of time. But this is White Meadow. This is another Blade and Echo 2K song. Yeah, enjoy.
Let's go.
Okay, that was White Meadow by Blade and Echo 2K. And with that, I actually do remember what I was going to say before or after Claws played. And it has to do, I was talking to my mom the other day about how, like, what characterizes hyperpop. And what I was going to say before is this is very random, but there's like a hammer hitting metal sound that's in numerous songs. I think it's in Sorry Bro, I Love You, and it's in Claws. I swear it's the same sound. So you could like listen to that again. I did not mean to say like in that way. I'm so sorry, guys. But you can hear it. It's like the exact same sound. I think like the high-pitched vocals, super fast like beats. I don't really know what characterizes it, but that is something that I was curious about and trying to figure out. And with that, we're gonna play the next song. And guys, my computer battery has never died this fast, so this is kind of concerning, but I think we're gonna make it till the end. We are going to play, C2.0. This is, again, off How I'm Feeling Now. I wanted to play Detonate as well. Great song, also off How I'm Feeling Now. And then the other song I was gonna say, this is not We'll Put a Pin in This if I don't play the 1975. So I was gonna play a song off of Crash, which is Charlie's newest album that was produced by the 1975, but I guess we'll save that for next week. But yeah, this is C2.0. It's gonna be our last song.
Blue summer sitting high in the window. Phone calls every night had
That was C2.0. That was Charlie XCX off of How I'm Feeling Now. I love that song. I love that it has like two distinct parts. I think I like the second part better, but I love them both. But yeah, so we are nearing the end of the show. It is 10:58. Thank you guys so much for listening. Definitely, so this week, definitely hard theme. And I think I'm also doing Angela's show at 9 with her today, 9 p.m. Also a hyperpop show. So today is just a hyperpop day, I guess. But I know this isn't for everyone. So if you're not into this, and if you were into this, we'll put a pin in this next week at 10 a.m. Same time every week for the rest of the summer. But yeah, really appreciate you guys listening. And I promise I'll learn how to talk for next week. This is Amy, and I'll see you guys next week.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.